the awakened ones doesn't have any teachings as such. Because how can you teach that which already is? Teachings and scriptures and sutras and rules and commandments comes after they are dead. So the easiest is to catch it when you are alive and when they are alive. How can you smell a flower that is dead? That's what people go on doing. They smell the flowers that are dead. Very difficult to feel the fragrance. Maybe in your imagination, maybe in your dreams. So how to teach that which has no teaching? That is the mystery. And that is the paradox. So in some way, situations gets created that something happens, you get an insight into the moment where your mind cannot function. That is the teaching beyond the mind. It's been thousands of mystics, and you have all kinds of stories in the tradition of Buddhism, of Zen, masters that do, it seems like crazy things. But remember, they don't do that for the ordinary people. They do that for the disciples. They create situations that maybe they get shocked into the now. Or melted into the now. And the same with the Sufis, they have so many stories, very down to earth. And when you are with them, situation gets created that you have to face yourself in new ways. So none of the old ways have any value. You have to live more and more in the moment. That is the only way. The master is in the moment. That's why the easiest is to fall in tune. When you fall in tune with the master, you are in tune with existence. There's no technique to it, but it happens. Master Swaha, so far I'm really loving this embracing silence week, especially Vipassana and the Zen walk. I am now trying to be in that meditative state all the time. Every day I manage to take a tiny step away from my ego. I can identify the mind much easier and a tiny bit easier each day. But I am having some difficulties. It seems that I cannot stay aware of my breath for longer than 15 seconds before a thought comes and I drift off. It feels like falling asleep, and I can see the images come at me like a train. I quickly snap out of it and restart again. The mind will do absolutely anything to get attention. Always visions of something I could do or should do. Always something else than what I am doing. I try to ignore it as much as I can, but it never seems to stop. The images just keep coming and coming. Should I just continue to ignore them? That seems like a simple solution to such a complex problem. Could you please talk a little about this subject? Some advice, maybe. Much love, Alex. We can talk about the subject, but why talk about the subject if we can talk about the object? Huh? Because so many subjects, huh? That is the whole thing. You have to come back to the object. That object is you, you know? Who is watching? Don't think about the subject. There's millions of subjects. It's out there. Hmm? You say you are really loving this silence week, especially Vipassana and Zen work. Yes, for some people it's easy. For some other people it's difficult. Hmm? Especially in the beginning, because you are different types. And for you maybe it's close at heart, the Buddhist meditation or just sitting. And I have prepared you, you have been involved, so you are following the recipe. Now you can start falling more in tune, becoming more quiet, because you have unburdened your mind a bit. Hmm? So this is going very good. I'm now trying to be in that meditative state all the time. Every day I manage to take a tiny step away from my ego. I'm having some difficulties. It seems that I cannot stay aware of my breath for longer than 15 seconds before a thought comes and I drift off. Nobody said it was going to be easy. But what you mean difficulties? You're just starting. You also have to see, if you start something, if you're going to learn just to drive a car, you have to be very patient, no? If you're going to learn how to play the sitar, it will take years, maybe. Hmm? In the beginning, it's no melody, it's just boing, boing, boing. Huh? But you can sense that maybe some melody, some great music will come. And that's what you are doing. You can sense something. Hmm? So of course there will be difficulties. You have to retrain. You have to practice. That's what I'm saying. You have to practice in the beginning. Because it's new. But it's very good. This is how it is. You are seeing that you cannot stay aware of the breath for more than 15 seconds before a thought comes and you drift off. Slowly, slowly, it will become longer. But remember, don't be strict on yourself. And that's why we have different methods. to come back to the moment. Different techniques, different masters have created different techniques. Hmm? And Vipassana is one of the easiest. Anything that is happening in the moment is good. Feeling your heartbeat, becoming aware of your breath, listening to the sounds of the rain, feeling the wind when you're walking outside, being aware how you put your feet on the ground. Anything that is happening in the moment can be helpful, huh? Because you have to retrain yourself to be in the moment. Hmm? Meditation is to be alert in this moment. Hmm? Then your awareness starts awakening. Otherwise you are just mind, just cloudy. You can function, no problem, like a robot, but you are not alert. Hmm? So to be in this, you have to be alert. You have to be in the moment. So anything, that's why I give you many different techniques, so you can see what works. It feels like falling asleep, and I can see the images come at me like a train. And this is very normal also, Alex, in the beginning. There's only two possibilities for the mind. Either you can go with your thoughts and dream yourself away. Hmm? You go with the thoughts. That's daydreaming. Then you are not present. Even your body is sitting there, but you are not there. Or the other is to fall asleep. Huh? And you always see that when people sit. That's why the Zen master had to go and hit them on the head. Huh? And some Zen masters was really hard. Not a tap, like a civilized Vipassana retreat in the West. No, whack. So the poor disciple was staying alert because of fear. Because nobody likes pain. And that wicked master, he can come any moment. So you have to be very alert. And that is great. Any excuse to stay alert. Huh? The master is just helping you. This is what I'm saying. When a master does something, in the outside it can look cruel, but it's only out of love, it's out of compassion. He will even hit you if it helps you to stay alert. Hmm? But only after you have had the sense of being alert can you be grateful. Otherwise, the ego always wants to protect itself. It wants to hide. Hmm? So, here, I don't know if we're doing different in every retreat, but now when I'm talking about it, we can start with it. Maybe it will help you. But you have to train yourself. So anything that is close to you, be that your breath, no? Vipassana is awareness of the breath, but in reality it's just awareness of the moment. Anything that brings you back to the moment. You have to keep that as an anchor. Hmm? So again and again, thoughts will drift off. You come back. Again and again, maybe you will nod off. You come back. You have to retrain yourself to be alert, because you are not alert. And this is not something that begun in a weekend. You have to be patient with yourself. You say you have some difficulties. Yeah. More meditators and monks and nuns has been sitting for years, for 10 years, for 20 years. It is a lifetime practice. But it's very beautiful because it's only you. So if you are interested in that technique, it's very beautiful because you start taking responsibility over yourself. And it's some technique you can use wherever you are, sitting on the bus, waiting on the airport. You can always use it as a technique of awareness. But in the beginning, you won't, because you will forget. And you are so self-conscious how other people look at you. So how can you sit like that on the airport? You will feel very alert, aware that people are watching me now. So then find places where they can see you then. Be creative. It feels like falling asleep, and I can see the images come at me like a train. Yeah, they will come like a train, and they always been coming like a train, but you never been quiet and been sitting with yourself. So this is also many times a surprise in the beginning when people start sitting. They want peace and they want silence and they want Aum Shanti meditation. And then just trains upon trains upon trains with thoughts that is heading your way. Where are these coming from? It's just that they always been coming, but now you start seeing them. I quickly snap out of it and I restart again. The mind will do absolutely anything to get attention. Always visions of something I could do or should do. Always something else than what I'm doing. Yeah, because it is used to being in charge. The mind is used to being in control. So now the whole work of meditation is that you have to show it who is the master. And that will many times become a struggle between awareness and the mind. I try to ignore it as much as I can, but it never seems to stop. The images just keeps coming and coming. Should I just continue to ignore them? That seems like a simple solution to such a complex problem. Who said it should be a complex solution? Why not a simple solution? Isn't that intelligent? To have a simple solution to a complex problem? No, the mind wants a complex solution to a complex problem. The mind is always complex. Why not have it easy? That's what I'm teaching. If you have a simple solution to a complex problem, accept it. Be happy. And you are into something. This is how you should do it. It is also meditation, just to ignore it. Neti neti, they say in India. Not this, not that. Don't take any notice. What is coming? I'm not that. Let it go. Like the train. I'm here. I have a perfect place here. Whatever train that is coming to Beijing or Paris, who cares? I'm here. Toot toot, they say. Last chance to step on board and you will be tempted. Ah, so many nice travels. No, you take no notice. That is the easy. But you have to be strong in yourself that this is my decision. I'm just going to sit there. No matter what train comes. And no matter where they say, to where are we going? You have dreams to go to New York, or you have dreams to go to Ulaanbaatar. Who cares? You just sit. That is what the meditator does. He doesn't get attracted to the outside. You just observe, relaxing in yourself. Whatever is happening, who cares? So, just ignore it. And my suggestion, ignore anything you don't want to get involved in. But that's not how you have been. Unconscious, you get involved in everything. And that's why you're in a mess. That's why you don't have a center, because you've been involved in anything. Any idiot can get you involved in something. As you become more conscious that you have a choice, I can just be here, who cares? If that's what you want. But that is what you want. And that is what you are interested in. That awareness starts growing in you. So make it easy. Nothing can do, and the mind cannot do anything if you don't go with it. So this is how you show who is the master, Alex. And have a simple solution to complex problems. It's not so difficult as you think. Good luck. And it's very good, now you start going deeper. Just accept it, that you can have it easy. Don't take any notice. I want you to practice and different techniques, no? Because they all work on different sides of yourself. For some people it feels very natural just to sit. Some people using inquiry can be very interesting. For some people it's just torture. They just feel like dancing or singing or painting. And you have to find what is keeping you free of the mind. Sitting is the easiest, but because it's the easiest, it's maybe also the most difficult, because you are so restless, and human beings have never been so restless before as it is now. The whole energy has gone in the head, so it takes maybe time to start slowing down so you can just sit peacefully. That has to come by itself. You have to be true to yourself. I don't want you to sit and torture yourself. For some people, it's more easy just walking. Vipassana walking, because then at least something is happening. And it's very difficult to fall asleep when you walk. More easy when you sit. So that is also very beautiful, because you can bring that with you, but just go slow. Know you are in a safe place, otherwise nobody can walk that slow, because you get very self-conscious. The whole technique of different qigongs and qi exercises and tai chi, it comes from that. Yeah, you have different movements. They are very slow, so they're very boring for the mind. But they help you to break this speedy pattern, to do things quick. And you can't fall asleep. Because you have to be in the movement. So it's very beautiful practices. And when you know the movements, you have to become aware of your breathing. When you become aware of your breathing, you have to become more aware of your hara, of your belly, that all the movements and all the breathings come from your center, from your hara. And having the contact with the ground, with Mother Earth, allowing the energy to come through you. More and more awareness. Then all the movements that is conscious, it will be very graceful, very beautiful. But you can do it. Anybody can learn movements. But if you don't have that inner feeling, it will just look awkward. It has to come from the inside. And if you first have that feeling of how it is to be relaxed and in the tune and moving, like we also do in different meditations, like Latihan, then you can just play, find out your own movements. It doesn't need to be a whole form, a whole kata. Make it easy. Many times people have just had a few movements that they do again and again. That's all what they need. You find very easy movement. And that will keep you aware so you don't fall asleep. And also the mind cannot drift so much away because you are doing something. So it's a trick to do something more conscious. So just a few movements, it can be very helpful. That's how you see the many old masters in Japan, in China, they're doing qi exercises, qigong. They're doing it the same again and again and again and again. It doesn't look like anything. But they are totally in it. And it's very beautiful to see. They become totally one with the movement. They forget themselves, just like a whirling dervish. Since I don't do so much of that anymore, but it is in my bones, but now I'm so lazy. But I will show you the art of drinking chai. If you get the essence of it there. Maybe. It depends how you are, you know. For some people, maybe I have to show them a whole form and talk and talk and talk because you can only understand things through your intellect. There's some people, they understand it. There's Baba drinking a chai. Ah, good. Depends. Just like that, Alex. And then you can do the same movement again and again. And that nice hot liquid is running down. No, it's about the eyes. When it hits the belly, it becomes so nice. The ecstasy of drinking chai. And then it comes even lower down. And when it hits all the way down to your lower chakra, then woof, it comes up again. And then it's a natural chai kundalini. Anything, you know, anything. But when you first have found the secret, then anything can trigger it. If you haven't touched the basic, then very difficult. You don't know, but I'm planning that, I don't know, maybe in a few years, we will have just 7 days intensive chai drinking. With awareness, meditative, 7 levels of chai drinking. But first you have to start accepting that it can be easy. Don't do the complex way when you can go the easy way. The mind always doubt and always out there, not itself, but out there. That's the good thing with chai, it comes in there. All the time it reminds you, in. Such a simple thing. The whole thing is not out, it's in. So that's why I've always been for chai drinking, because you can't escape. And I've been drinking, that's why I've been drinking so much chai, and all the time back, coming in. And one day, one fine morning, I got it. Who could believe that, you know, they want some esoteric scriptures, not just a few lines, Chai Sutra. Thank you. In dying is the resurrection. When the mystics talks about the dying or the rebirth, it is that all that tension, all that anxiety, all that conflict is disappearing. And that's what you knew from before. So how are you going to function with all that tension? How are you going to function in freedom? That is the new birth. And that's why they say, if this is dying, let me die 1,000 times. Only the tension itself, only the mind can be worried. Only in disappearing is the finding. Rumi says, the mystic is one who offers the secrets of the universe, who gives away a kingdom in every moment. He doesn't beg for bread. He bestows life. But if you only look for bread, you will miss life. If you believe in yesterday, you must be sad. If you believe in tomorrow, you are dreaming. Only in the now you will find what you are looking for. Beloved Master, you said, in the light of consciousness, life transforms. I experience this now more and more. I can see this light. It gives me clarity. I can sense the consciousness as an energy that I am, and my life is changing, getting more and more easy. That is the transformation, that now you have to follow your own clarity, consciousness. When there is no consciousness, then you just follow around in darkness, then you're doing all kinds of weird things. If you have the light of consciousness, then your whole life has to follow that. That is the transformation. Words are now getting new meanings. Words I have used before without this understanding. I have changed. My body has changed. I am transforming, slowly becoming more and more myself. Thank you. Yes, you have changed. And you have gone through many different things. know also you're getting more healthy. So that's good, it's going the right way. This week, leading some of the inquiries in the process of change was very, very strong for me. I get totally in tune with the process myself when I'm doing this. What a gift to have this opportunity. Thank you. In satsang, something happened in my process of changing when you mentioned the empty boxes of mango. All kinds of things ran through my mind. You ask who has brought all these mangoes. I was about to say something, but I couldn't say yes because it wasn't true, but it was me who had put all the boxes outside the cabin, so I felt responsible for your question. I felt very embarrassed, became very hot, my heart was trembling. How to solve this situation? I couldn't. That's what I said, the mystic has to create situations. And he doesn't do it, it just happens. Who cares about some boxes with empty mangoes? Empty mango boxes. But it created something very hot. You became like a volcano, your heart was trembling, almost heart attack. How to solve this situation? You cannot solve. That is my kind of Zen puzzle, Zen koan. The Zen master give you fine the face you had before you were born. But that is used. I use anything. Empty mango boxes is perfect. Look. Many times I said that, and sometimes people write beautiful poems and I say, I don't need. We have Rumis, we have Kabirs, we have Hafiz here. It's coming from you. No, this is the same thing. No, it's coming from you. This because this situation. How to solve this situation? I couldn't. No, how can you? Because it's totally new. I put you in the moment. And then all the energy start boiling. You become a volcano, very alert. All the energy becomes like a volcano. Then suddenly everything disappeared. A deep silence covered me. Everything became light and my heart was overflowing with love. Only the present moment remained. It was the most amazing experience I ever had. Like an instant transformation. Words cannot describe this. It lasted for the whole satsang and even longer. Sometimes I was looking out from this space and the light of consciousness was stronger than ever. Thank you, my master. This is how it is, because you cannot solve the situation. I just put you into the moment. Something happens. And these things happen only when you are in tune, when you are surrendered, when you are open. Then you forget yourself. Something else happens. It cannot happen out of the mind, out of the intellect. Because you are in tune, you love me, then something triggers it. Then you become in tune with me instead, you forget yourself. And then what is the outcome? Everything became light and my heart was overflowing with love. Only this moment remained. It was the most amazing experience I ever had. Like an instant transformation. Who cares about the fucking mango boxes? I'm so grateful for everything available for me. that is happening around you with tears flowing, I want to thank you again and again and again. With much love and deep gratitude, yours, Prashanti. This is how it is. Anything can become a trigger if you are in tune. Then you write me also the next day or later. You have also said many times, who said it will be easy? This I also experience now, especially after sending this last letter. Now the mind is attacking again, but everything was true. It was and is my experience. And I'm falling apart today, but still I can function here in my place and also take care of others and everything I have to do. This feels like a strange paradox. Be on guard of the mind and what triggers that. That is also why it's important to be quiet. So you just start trusting yourself, trusting the experiences. See where this doubting mind, what channel it comes. Be on guard on that, so you trust your own experience. Don't let anything just get you into doubt again. It's nothing to talk about. Things are just like it is. But also you say, even though you were falling apart, you could take care and functioning and taking care of others and everything I have to do. That is beautiful, because that's what I'm also teaching. You have to be responsible. You don't need to fall apart. You have to function in a new way. And that is also happening. And many of you have said that. Vibhuti was also telling me the same. No energy is coming from somewhere else, because it's nothing else, it's not work. It's not work, it is life. And then it's worship. In greatest trust and love from Prashanti. Don't let the doubt come in. Let mango boxes come and go and emptiness remain. This is the thing I told you, that the master doesn't have any teaching, but things are happening. And the deepest teachings happens like this. A monk asked Nansen, is there a teaching no master ever preached before? Nansen said, yes, there is. What is it? Asked the monk. Nansen replied, it is not mine, it is not Buddha, it is not things. All the true teaching has been immediately in the moment with the master. That's when it happens. It can be anything. The deepest truth can be delivered in any way. If you are in tune, that is the whole thing. If you are open, if you start boiling, if you start trembling, if you fall into silence, if your heart is open and the mind doesn't interfere, then it can happen anytime. Just one word, just one look, just one touch, just one hug, and you can be gone. But this has nothing to do with the mind. The intellect can never understand it. You have to be ready for surprises. And you have to be ready to surprise yourself. You have to be ready to get out of your own way. That is the pathless path, the gateless gate, the teaching of no teaching. That is true sun. And I will say, like the Buddhas before me, Buddha, mangoes come, mangoes go, but we remain. Aum Shanti. A monk asked Nansen, is there a teaching no master have ever preached before? Nansen said, yes, there is. What is it? Asked the monk. Nansen replied, it is not mind, it is not Buddha, it is not things. What is the mind going to do then? What is it then? It is this rain on the roof. That's what it is. Meditate on it. Because it's always here, it's always now. It's in the rain. The raindrops. Buddha raindrops. Reminding you of now.